Hey, good afternoon. You're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCOK. In the background, the lovely Tracy Nguyen from a CD called Strolling. We're doing a piece called Viva Latino, and she's in the studio. We'll be talking to her about her performance at NBAF and her career. Also on the heels of that, Janita, Let Me Love You from the Seasons of Life CD. And we start off the set with Annie Walsh, So It May Secretly Begin, from a CD called Pretty World. And that particular composition was by the great Pat Metheny. But I would like to talk to you first and foremost about this lovely lady that puts out this big sound called saxophone. And I want to know how she does it, you know, and how long she's been playing. Without any further ado, I'd like to bring on the air Miss Tracy Nguyen. How you doing, Tracy?
Very well, Jay. How are you?
It's a pleasure to have you in the WCLK studio.
Thank you.
You know, and as always, you know, I tell you, you know, the saxophone's bigger than you, so I want to know how you tackled it.
I must say, hours of practicing.
Hours of practice. You know, well, I do know for a fact that Tracy's originally from L.A., and she now graces our presence in Atlanta. She came out with a brand new CD called Strolling. We just finished playing Viva Latino. And how long have you been playing saxophone?
I guess I played off and on. I played when I was younger and then didn't play for a few years. Got my degree in accounting, and the music was always there, so I came back to it about 10 years ago. And it took a lot of work once, you know, you leave the music, but it's always been in my heart and in my soul. So I'd say about 10 years ago, I've really been pushing at it 100%.
100%.
Yes.
I think it's more like 150%.
I think so sometimes, too.
You know, you have a great pianist with you, Bill Wilson. And does he help write some of your songs, instrumentals?
Well, we are great collaborators because a lot of times you can say I'm the idea person. All of the melodies, I'll come up with the melody, and he's right there with the music. All I have to do is play a line, and Bill, you know, he throws the chords down, and then, you know, we kind of get together and arrange what kind of styles and tempos maybe. But pretty much, yeah, he's great as far as just, I can, you know, I've called him on the telephone. I think Father's Day is a great example, and I had that, you know, tune in my head at the end of Father's Day, and I called him, played it on the phone, and the next day we got together, there it was.
I noticed that you're very versatile saxophonist, ability to play mainstream jazz, better known as straight ahead, and also you can play Latin jazz and blues. What was some of your greatest inspirations?
Well, I have to say I was truly inspired when I first heard Stan Getz. I thought he was wonderful. And a guitar player here, Jacques Lejeune, a lot of your listeners may know him.
Definitely.
Yeah, years ago.
Jacques left his indelible mark on Atlanta.
But he told me, he says, if you know, you like Stan Getz, you ought to check out Lester Young. And that's where he got it from. So I started listening to him. And I'm like, oh my God, you can have two loves. I mean, I just fell in love. And then I was turned on to Ben Webster. And
you got heavy hitters for these examples. No wonder you got that big sound.
Yeah, I think between those three, but of course Grover, you know, I grew up with him, and he's one of my all-time favorites. And Joshua Redman, I've loved his music, and I followed him for years, too, as well. But I think those three greats I mentioned are the ones that hit home with me.
Yeah, Lester Young, praise. I mean, that's a definite hitter.
Yeah.
And Ben Webster. I mean, you went seriously back to the old school in terms of bringing great music and a sound
your
music.
You know, it's a funny story I have to tell you. When I met Bill, you know, as time went on and I'm learning these things, I heard a song with Lester Young and Teddy Wilson. And I didn't know that was Bill's father. So the next time we got together to rehearse, I said, you got to listen to this song. I don't know who this pianist is, but this guy is so good. And he just laughed as soon as I put it on. He's like, that's my dad. I'm like, oh, no wonder. But that time was great music to me, but just that passion and feeling I really liked.
Okay, and you're appearing in the National Black Arts Festival. I heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, yes, and I'm so excited. I think it's such an honor. I mean, mean, for me, this is like the highlight, you know, one of the highlights of my career. But yes, we'll be there Friday at 2 p.m. And I guess you can say we're kicking off the festival with live music. There'll be a DJ before that. But 2 p.m., if you guys can get away, some people may be working. We'll be there from 2 to 3.
This is summertime. Everybody can get away.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
You know, lazy afternoon, definitely. On a Friday, you know, people in Atlanta, they quit work on Thursday. So
that's true. Be, yeah. Or long lunch, long lunch.
Yeah, long lunch, you know, yeah. Extended lunch, you know.
Yes.
But hey, Friday, National Black Arts Festival, Woodruff Center, 2 p.m., you're on stage, live and in living color.
Yes.
Now, will you be playing songs from your CD?
Oh, yeah, we're going to be playing songs from this CD. And you did mention earlier for my brand new, this one is not exactly brand new, but we will be having one coming up, and we will be playing tunes from that CD. And so I think if you guys come out, you'll hear some great new music as well.
Oh, surprise, surprise. New things on the agenda. Oh, I really appreciate that, Tracy. Most of all, I appreciate you coming in and letting the WCLK family know what you're doing, that you're in town. And also, you play at Copeland sometime, I also believe, too, right?
Yeah, we usually do one Sunday a month. Sometimes if I'm traveling, we may, you know, not be in there, but we're usually there one Sunday a month. And you can find me at Sambuca, you know, on a Tuesday night or an occasional Monday night. We have, you know, I'm kind of there, too. And I think, yeah, that's about it as far as the regulars.
Yeah, but I want to thank you once again for Tracy for coming in, sure, as always. And we want to continue to play your music, and we're going to grace them with the first cut on there called Father's Day, which I really like. But I want to thank you most of all for coming in the studio.
Okay.
And we look forward to seeing you with big hits in the future. All right, then. And coming back, and I wish you well Friday at the NBAF, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. And I wanted to say, it's Tracy Wynn, TracyWynn.com. You can always go there and see where we're performing and what's going on.
Thanks a lot, Tracy. Right, appreciate you coming by.
Thank
Take
you.
Care now. Bye-bye.